You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State Superintendent Jill Underley has called on the U.S. Department of Education to reinstate vital funding that supports Wisconsin kids experiencing homelessness. Data shows more Wisconsin students are homeless than ever before. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Her message follows a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report showing student homelessness has reached an all-time high, with 20,195 students identified as homeless during the 2023-24 school year, a 9.1% increase from the previous year. The surge in student homelessness comes as Wisconsin faces a loss of approximately $500,000 in federal funding used to provide essential support services to students experiencing homelessness. In March, USDE Secretary Linda McMahon informed states that the USDE was revoking previously approved extensions for pandemic-era funding, including an extension that Wisconsin had to provide statewide support to students experiencing homelessness. Students experiencing homelessness are not recovering academically from the pandemic as fast as their peers, according to data, and this funding is an important part of Wisconsin's plan to address the issue. The DPI, in partnership with Wisconsin Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board, had been leveraging American Rescue Plan, homeless children, and youth administrative funds to provide wraparound services to homeless students, including case management and family support. The DPI has formally requested another extension from the USDE, but has yet to receive a response.
Last week, we told you about one way the new Pope is connected to Wisconsin. He taught in Oconomowoc, known as Father Bob. Well, it turns out he was a Wisconsin nun's student, too. Lisa Hale has the story.
There's another Wisconsin connection to the new head of the Catholic Church. Pope Leo XIV is the first pope from the United States. Sister Diane Burgant, who now lives in Fond du Lac, was one of the Holy Father's instructors when he attended the Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. The student, then known as Robert Bob Prevost, took her Intro to the Old Testament class in his first year and other courses afterward. Burgant says it sounds strange to say, but she taught the Pope how to understand the Bible.
Now, we have a lot of changes coming to Madison restaurants. Lots of them have announced they're closing. One is finally open again after a year. Now, I've put together a little list for you. We'll start with Touch of Ukraine. That's over on Winnebago. It was started by refugees who left home because of the war. They're planning to close. Their last day open is May 31st. That same day, One and Only on Monroe Street will shut their doors for good. They've only been open about 2 years. On their last day, instead of their regular menu, they'll just be serving free appetizers to everybody. And Rue Boar has already shut down operations. The Cajun restaurant over on Cottage Grove Road closed for good a few days ago. The owner is having pregnancy complications and wants to focus on her health and her family. But a local favorite is back open. Ha Long Bay on Willie Street was closed for renovations for about a year. The Thai restaurant has a whole new look inside and is now serving cocktails, too. To find more Wisconsin news stories from our Civic Media team, you can head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding, the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. but we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging, but at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Jennifer Lawrence is the last true movie star, according to Sean Penn. The actor discussed numerous celebrities on the Louis Theroux podcast recently, and as usual, spoke his mind. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High star said he felt the movie star manufacturer stopped working right after Lawrence. That's a lot of pressure on Lawrence. Penn also had effusive praise for Tom Cruise, calling him an extraordinary craftsman and an actor who pursues excellence on such a high level. Penn also talked about how impressed he was with the fact that Cruise does his own stunts and called him, in addition to being a remarkable actor, probably the best stuntman in Hollywood. Penn did say there were many young great actors out there, and when asked if Timothy Chalamet was one of them, said he hadn't seen any of the A Complete Unknown star's films. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. Former besties Taylor Swift and Blake Lively have hit a rough patch. Sources say the world's biggest pop star wants nothing to do with Lively until after her legal battles with Justin Baldoni are over. Baldoni and Lively are embroiled in lawsuits stemming from their film It Ends With Us. Swift was served a subpoena in the case, and there are rumors that Lively is trying to get her support. Swift has made it clear she did not appreciate that and wants no part of it, and has made clear she had nothing to do with the film and wants to keep her distance from the drama. The New York Post reports the friendship is in a fragile state. I love movies that are cinematic, but it's also fun when the filmmaker takes chances. The new film Hollow Road takes place primarily in one location, a car. The film stars Matthew Rhys and Rosamund Pike as parents who get a call that their daughter was in a car accident. Most of the film takes place between the two actors driving to the scene. The thriller is reviewing well and will find its way to America in August. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.